Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's a discussion of the latest entertainment news and celebrity gossip that go beyond the headlines. Welcome to Daily Pop, the podcast edition.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Daily Pop. Hope everyone had a very happy holiday. Carissa, Justin, and Morgan joining you today. It's all about the year that was, the feuds, the fashion, and of course, who won 2019. All that and so much more. But let's start with the biggest feuds of 2019. First up, Taylor Swift squared off against Scooter Braun and Scott Borchetta. The bad blood started when Scooter's firm bought Taylor's former label, putting him in charge of her masters. Taylor responded by accusing Scooter of bullying her for years. Scooter denied the bullying, and everything spiraled from there. And it didn't stop. She just recently talked about the feud during her speech at the Billboard Awards when she got Woman of the Decade. So next year, will this end? And whose side are you on?
I don't. First of all, I feel like it's obviously very complex. So I feel like there's a lot of things that are going on behind the scenes with both people. I think on a from a front standing point of view, I feel like Taylor, I understand her reasoning for feeling so angry. I don't think this is over. I think this is going to continue for a very long time. I think she despises Scooter Braun more than she despises any Kardashian she's ever encountered. I think that I just feel like this is something that it's just the start of something. And I think she's going to use the public to kind of get them on her side as much as possible to get her way.
Yeah, I don't think Scooter Braun is going to sit and let this happen in 2020. I think he's going to come out. I think there will be some sort of injunction, some sort of lawsuit.
You think there's going to be like a legal, like a slap a Band-Aid over the mouth?
There's going to be
What's the legal jargon for that?
There's going to be an injunction of some sort about speaking
negatively, defamatory language.
Yes.
You know, I think you're probably right. I know that he's talked about how he feels like his family's gotten threats, and there comes a point like, but this was a business decision for him. I obviously was.
A cutthroat one, I think.
Very personal for Taylor Swift. I do think eventually, though, it's going to become very personal for Scooter as well. You know, if he feels like his family is being attacked. And I think that at that point, you maybe budge a little bit on what you want to do with your business. And I don't know. I hope that in 2020, they come to some sort of compromise. Mm-hmm. But they both definitely stand their ground. And I see where both sides are coming from.
Yeah.
But probably a little more towards Taylor, but that's just naturally. Okay, then we've got Meghan McCain versus her co-host on The View. So The View has always been a combative show, but Meghan battled everyone from her castmates to the show's guests to the audience members. Back in July, reports started circulating that the on-air clashes were so bad, Meghan was even considering leaving the show. Do you think it's gonna happen?
Well, that's what happens when you're the odd man out and you feel so passionate about your views. Of course things are gonna get heated. Of course you're gonna feud with everybody. But I bet you the producers of The View, I almost called it The Feud, gave her the biggest raise that she's ever gotten in her life. Yes, because nobody wants to go on that show and be slaughtered.
Right.
If we haven't learned anything from Women Who Punch, the book, is that Elizabeth Hasselbeck felt like she was a sacrificial lamb. Jenny McCarthy felt like she was a sacrificial lamb. when they all get together, you always need that one person who's going to give you the other side.
She is sitting in the seat that is going to be the sacrificial lamb.
Exactly.
When you have the opposing opinion against all the other people on your show, that is where you sit. So she knew going into this that that was necessary. That was what was going to happen.
If anything, she's definitely learned this year. She has thick skin. Like, she is able to, like, really let it bounce off because she still does a great job on the show.
Yeah, and that's
Amazing
not easy.
Job.
Yeah. All right. Well, next up, Nick Cannon and Eminem are still beefing over Mariah Carey. After almost 20 years, Mariah's men took their feud to the next level this month when both of them dropped diss tracks. They threw jabs on social media. Nick challenged him, Eminem, to a battle at Out on Wildin' Out. Is that ever going to happen? I know you guys don't necessarily think it's going to happen. I think it's going to happen. I think Eminem's going to go on Wildin' Out.
Who's going to tell Carissa in private that it's just not going
to
happen?
No, you're telling me.
Are we going to take a meeting? Do we get there 30 minutes early to let you know that he's not going to be coming to Wildin' Out?
Why? I mean, they both will love the publicity. That's why they don't
Eminem,
want the story
Eminem,
in.
I feel like Eminem thinks, I'm going to be shot for saying this, but I feel like Eminem thinks that Nick Cannon's like a punk. I don't think he really, like, I don't think he respects him as an artist or anything. I don't think he's actually going to go and even put credit to it.
That's like saying that Taylor Swift would go on Keeping Up the Kardashians.
Yeah.
And do the feud.
Good
like,
point.
They're going to talk it out on the show. Why would she go on their show give them the ratings?
Yeah. No way.
Okay, I didn't think of it like that.
See, wow, made progress. 2020 is looking
but
up.
I get what you're saying. I don't know. I just also do feel like, though, Eminem likes the shine. That's why he kind of is the one that always keeps bringing back up Nick
I think
and
that his,
Mariah.
I think that's his style, though, right? Like, he's always talking about somebody in his songs. He always likes to poke fun, and he does it. I mean, listen, I think it's a little bit of a tired sort of story to keep bringing up. Like, I don't know why he is so obsessed with Mariah Carey, why he's still bringing that up, which is kind of cute. It makes him human. Like, she just didn't like me, and I'm still, like, obsessed with the fact that she didn't like me. So, and I think Nick Cannon also in the past when he's gone after Mariah, he's held his tongue, and I think now he finally kind of hit his limit. But that rap and that video and the clinking of those glasses, like, I just laugh the whole time. Like, it just doesn't, is it threatening to you?
By the way, no, because he was clicking Perrier glasses. Like, why are you clicking just, like, sparkling water glasses? Like, that's weird. That is weird. Yeah. It's supposed to be Coke bottles.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, let's read your guys' thoughts on the biggest feuds of 2019. So Meredith says, the winner is Taylor versus Scooter and Scott. She knew people would continue telling her she played the victim, but she was willing to risk it for the future of up-and-coming artists. Julia says, definitely the tea between James Charles and Tiny Westbrook.
I forgot about that one. That was early.
Yeah,
it was weird.
Quite a few people to take sides. Wow. All right, well, it's also been an absolutely insane year for the royals. We have Melanie joining us now. Yay. Have you ever seen it this crazy? Like, this year was unbelievable.
It was absolutely bonkers, right? So many royal stories there were this year. Of course, it all started out great, because we had the birth of Meghan and Harry's first child, little baby Archie. So everything was good then, but it's been the second half of the year that was less than rosy. There have been so many scandals, so many tabloid rumours, first of all, between Harry and William, which, of course, then ended up being proved true when Harry admitted it himself in a TV documentary. It was also in that same documentary that Meghan admitted tearfully that she was struggling with the pressures of royal life. And that was also followed by her filing a lawsuit against a British tabloid, which she says made up untrue stories to betray her negatively. The Mail newspaper, of course, categorically denied those accusations and say that they plan to defend themselves. But the most scandalous story of all of 2019 has to go to Prince Andrew and his friendship with Jeffrey Epstein. All those new details that came out with that disastrous interview that he did with the BBC. It has been a crazy, crazy year.
It kind of took the fairy tale of being a royal out this year.
Yeah.
It seems like it kind of sucks.
Yeah, but
like, Meghan seems like miserable. I mean, Kate didn't seem like she was super happy all the time. Harry's miserable. William's mad at his brother. The Queen's got to be about, like, done.
She's definitely having the gin and tonic at the end of the day, right?
Her.
Like, she's not messing with this nonsense.
It just sounds like, ugh.
Her 93rd year, she's like, oh gosh, what have I done? I know. It's kind of, I think anyone who watches The Crown, right, knows that being in the royal family is hard. But I think this year we've had a stark reminder of that, and especially with Meghan, right? Meghan going, as a normal girl, going and entering the royal family with barely any preparation, being like, this is too much pressure. It's so hard here. And so it's just been very, very upsetting.
It was She's done less, a good job, though.
She's done a great
it
job.
It was
but
less
it's
like The
hard.
Crown and more like a Black Mirror episode. This was real Black Mirror.
What was the most shocking thing to you, that Prince Andrew?
I think Prince Andrew, you know, watching the Queen having to fire her own son from the royal family, that is unprecedented. We've never, ever had that before. And just the idea that he does this interview, he thinks it's going to be positive PR, and the backlash, the kind of, the fact that he was asked outright whether he regrets his friendship with Jeffrey Epstein, and he couldn't say that he did. He was actually like, no, I got some, like, good connections out of that.
Bet you
that
did.
Was shocking for me.
How did somebody not sit him down before that interview and just say, like, if you are asked this question, this is the only answer to give. It's the only acceptable
Some
response.
You know, he actually got rid of his PR person 2 weeks before the interview. Right. So they tried to.
So he's just not that bright, I guess.
It's like when R. Kelly went on and talked to Gayle King. It's like, who told you to go sit your ass with Gayle King?
Yeah, that was ridiculous. Wait, I have a question really quickly. So Charles obviously is next in line when the Queen no longer is the Queen. But is Andrew after him, or it goes directly to William?
No, then it goes to William.
Okay, that's what I thought, but why wouldn't it go to the other son?
Because he's the spare heir. So if you think Harry and Andrew are really in the same position, and Margaret, like the spare heir.
So Prince William's son will be king after he's king.
Prince William's son,
Where have you been for the last 2 years?
I was just,
we have been beating this to death.
I am vamping, okay?
What is the confusion?
No, I get it. I just was wondering why it would go to the
year.
We need to do a roundup show of the dumb questions these two have asked. Let's get that all on tape. Thank you.
And there have been a few.
It's a good question.
Thank you. This one.
Thank you, Mel. See, I'm scooting this way.
All right, well, looking forward to 2020.
But you're back, babe.
You know what I was wondering? Do you think Harry and Meghan next year will be more or less involved in royal duties?
Well, they're going to have to be more involved because Harry is next in line after Gam-Gam.
They're going to be less involved. You know, we know that they've spent the latter end of this year, like, with actually Meghan's mum, which I think is very important. You know, the thing that Kate Middleton had is that she was close to her family geographically when she entered the royal family. Her and William were able to go and spend Christmas in Bucklebury and, like, just be with her normal family. And so she was able to, like, balance it a little bit. Meghan's not had that. Her mother is here in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And so I think that it's going to be important for these two to have more of a balance. And actually, like, focus on being parents as well, not just, like, all of their duties and just suddenly having to go and...
But I feel like that was going to be their path before the whole Prince Andrew thing, you know, debacle hit. But I think now that that has happened and you have one royal taking a backseat to royal life, I think it's going to be hard for the royal palace to say, okay, you guys can also leave. Because we all know when one person leaves a group, it's like, okay, we can survive. When two people leave a group, we're like, what happened to the group? Why is the group so messed up?
The responsibility is going to be on Charles and William for sure, because actually if the royal family were to push Harry and Meghan more into a royal life and, like, actually put more pressure on them, then there'd be accused of, like, over, like, too much burden on them. So they can't do that. It's going to be on Charles. Bless Charles, right? He's in his 70s and he hasn't even started his main job yet. It's going to be on Charles and Camilla. It's going to be on William and Kate. And people like Princess Anne, who is, like, considered to be the hardest working royal and gets no attention whatsoever, is suddenly getting attention now because she's in The Crown. But somebody like that is going to be doing a lot
more
work.
I love her. She's fun in The Crown.
Me too.
I didn't even realize all that stuff was going on.
I know.
All right, we're going to read your guys' thoughts on the royals this year. We have Shazzer says, William and Harry have always been so close. It's sad to see them like this. I'm sure they'll be fine. And Dawn has predictions for what's next. She says, I think Meghan and Harry will have twins and William and Harry will reconnect for a common cause.
They're totally going to reconnect.
You think they're going to have twins?
No. No, not the twins, but they'll reconnect.
Twins would be cool. Thank you, Mel. Appreciate it. All right, coming up, Puppygate, windmill sex. We're talking about the craziest reality TV moments that left a mark in 2019. That is next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Three, two, one.
She's pissed.
I'm not at all, trust me. I am so happy. I am.
How do you feel? You were hoping for a girl.
Man, I need the shakeup in our lives.
Yeah.
You're stressed out.
No, she wanted a girl.
Oh my God. No, I did. I wanted a girl. I just thought it was going to be a boy. I just didn't know if I'd get a girl.
That was my gender reveal. We're taking a look back at some of our top moments on the show. This was by far my favorite moment of the year, obviously.
It was kind of my favorite, too, just to watch your husband's like face react, like when he started calculating the cost of a daughter in his hand right here. Like, it literally, like, I got nervous for you for 2 seconds.
I know. He's like, he was so excited. He was so happy. We were talking about it afterwards. You know, being on television is not his favorite thing in the world. But he did it for me, so I appreciate that. But yeah, so excited. I actually went to the doctor and told you guys this. I'm like psyched.
Tell the audience what you told us.
Please.
So I went and got like another big ultrasound, and I was like, because I, even though we had a gender reveal and I've already known it was a girl, I just like didn't 100% believe it. And so I made her reconfirm it, and it's 100% a girl. So that's good. I know I'm psycho, but here's
she's
the
like,
reason.
I don't
he's
know
like, triple
been,
check,
she's
triple
like,
check.
Hi, I know you've been a doctor for 30 years and you're 98% right about these things, but can you double check for me?
I don't believe that it's a girl.
I didn't do the blood test, which is like 99% accurate. They told me at 12 weeks just by looking at the ultrasound, and I guess that's a thing. But back in my first pregnancy, they were like, we can't tell you until like way later than that. And so for me, it was like, are you sure you didn't make a mistake? I mean, that's really early. Like the baby was really small.
That's crazy. Way back when, that was 2 years ago. It was that big of a difference?
Well, I think some doctors will tell you at 12 weeks and some won't. Some will say like.
So we are having a girl.
We are having a girl.
Yay. Until she checks again next month to make sure the doctor did her job.
The baby's going to come out. She's going to be like, I don't know. I see something there.
You know, because that would be my luck, right? I get so excited and then my heart's broke. Oh. But no, we're excited. It's a girl. But that was fun.
That was a hard pregnancy to read. Okay, sorry.
Okay. We can always depend on reality television to bring the drama, and this year was no exception. Let's break down some of the craziest moments from 2019. First up, Lisa Vanderpump versus the rest of the Beverly Hills Housewives. We had Puppygate. It was the talk of the town. Lisa ended up quitting the show. I mean, that was definitely by far one of the biggest moments of the year. Is the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills going to be as fun without Lisa?
I'm not gonna lie, it's not gonna be the same because she does bring a certain pizzazz to the show, and she has been one of the OGs since the day it started.
She's so like the weird matriarch. Like her and Kyle kind of share that top billing.
Yes, so it does feel different. I will say, however, I have been involved in this season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and it is one of my favorite seasons thus far.
Really?
Ooh, I feel terrible for these women. It's that dramatic.
I also feel like because these women are newer, they're more willing to play ball and know that they can't sort of like hide behind. Like I feel like Lisa kind of skirted her way in and out of issues very gracefully throughout the seasons because she didn't want to like look messy and she got away with it. I feel like these other women are just going to bring it all. So I think it's going to make for a really dramatic season. And I also think that the reality or the Real Housewives audience is very adaptable. If somebody goes, they forget about them.
Yeah. Because it's happened so many times.
Exactly.
I mean, not as many with the original OGs. We always get a little sad when they leave, but you're right. The show goes on.
The show goes on, and they have Kyle.
Yeah.
Kyle and Lisa are the same, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, well, Teresa Giudice, now that was a whole nother thing. She was accused of cheating on Joe while he was in prison. Joe finally got out of prison, but then was deported to Italy. And it sounds like their relationship status is still to be determined.
I don't know if you can cheat on a man who's in jail for 4.5 years and put himself there, but then also is getting deported to Italy. It'd be like, did I cheat on my husband while he was in a coma for 6? Like, is that cheating?
Yes, that's cheating.
I mean, is it though?
Yes, yes guys.
I get what you're saying. I also think that we're looking at them as like a completely, you know, I mean, I understand they're married legally. That doesn't necessarily mean that they are in a relationship that means that they're married.
Right, but so according to Teresa and Joe themselves, when they sat down with Andy Cohen this year, they both were under the understanding that they were not going to cheat on each other, and they both accused each other of cheating.
Well, right, but we also saw that
it's not like they had like an open relationship situation.
Well, I think they both just do whatever they want and then are like, no, that's not who we are, but like, don't care at the end of the day. Like, I feel
they
like
just
when
lie?
We were, I mean, I don't know if they lie, but I just think that they put on whatever face they need to for the public to get people off their back. Like, they should be able to do whatever they want. And also, we've seen like the phone call with Joe on the show, whatever, four seasons ago. Like, and he's like, don't do that to me. Come on.
But also,
people expect so much from them. Like, they're in a very sticky situation.
Yeah, and I mean, listen, I've not said the vows myself. I've heard them a few times. There's something about rich or poor, sickness and in health.
Yeah, yeah,
they didn't say about prison.
They didn't say about prison.
Incarceration or not. You know, maybe we should start adding that.
You should, in my vows, I will love you and honor you until you're in a coma, you're broke, you're in prison. Like, those are your vows.
But I'm only sticking around for 3 years because mama gets a little itchy after three.
Until the boob. You don't want a boob.
I don't want a boob.
Okay, well, here's another one. The windmill confession heard around the world. Oh, my gosh. This literally was everywhere forever. Hannah B. and Pilot P. got it on four times in the windmill.
Woo!
And then Luke P. was super pissed off about it. It was one of those situations where how she delivered it because of the fight with Luke that it just became this huge storyline, and it'll be forever a joke.
Oh my God, it's so weird to hook up with cameras like that around, isn't it?
Just so y'all know, let me break this down for you. They are making out horizontally on that bed, and there is a camera guy, a producer, a sound audio boom guy, and probably a PA with waters and towels next to them. And
this
windmill,
is up.
I mean, what is that?
I get it, I understand. Like, first of all, I'm envious that they could get so caught up in the moment and like forget about that.
Can you get caught up in the moment with that many people in the room?
That looks pretty caught up to me. No? Am I alone? Her mouth was red. That was caught up.
I feel like you're putting on a show, right?
Yeah, but to get to that, could you put on a show like that? I could not. If I had cameras, we know, Justin, but I could.
That's funny. And then they didn't end up working out. Poor Pilot P. That's all right. He'll be fine. He's got his new show coming out. Okay. We're reading your thoughts on the craziest reality TV moments of the year. Yeah, he's the Bachelor.
Yeah, I know. That show.
Brianna says the whole Tristan and Jordan scandal had my jaw dropped literally to the damn floor. I was shook to the core. Danielle says the JWoww and Angelina fight. And Sarah says when Tinsley got hysterical at the circus.
That was a good one.
All right.
That was a good one.
Up next, who is the breakout star of 2019? Lizzo, Lil Nas X, someone else? We'll debate after the break.
I love our candy cane Daily Pop. So cute.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Each year we anticipate who will be the next big star. So here are some of our favorites for 2019. Lizzo.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's good.
That was good. That was so in tune.
You were saying yes.
I was like, yeah.
Kept us entertained with her empowering songs, along with her perfect coordination of twerking while playing the flute. She exploded this year. For sure.
No, and came on unapologetically. Yeah, that word.
It's difficult to say. That's harder than the spare air question.
Yes. Came on unapologetically and was herself. And she was amazing.
She was. She's twerking and jerking and singing.
Love her. And then 2020 is not going to slow down for her at all. But
we're all just like,
We're all just drinking through this day.
We've had a holiday.
Lil Nas X, let's move on to him.
Yes.
He had a massive year thanks to Old Town Road with Billy Ray Cyrus. I mean, this guy, I just love him. I met him at the CMAs. One of the sweetest, you know those people that whenever you walk up, they just have like a very sweet demeanor.
Yes.
And you can just see it from a mile away. That's how he is. He's just like a gentle, kind soul, you can tell. And he's just extremely talented. And I just want all great things for him.
Yeah.
And he came out and he's living his truth and being real to who he is, no matter what the black community say, the rap community say, the country music community says.
Gay community,
he
everyone.
He is ready to live his life.
Yeah.
How about Storm Reem? Oh, Reem? What is wrong with us? Storm Reed. She stole our hearts in HBO's Euphoria and is continuing to kill the game. I think she'll continue to rise in 2020, don't you?
I agree. Mm-hmm. She seems like a very promising young lady.
Yeah.
And she's a fashion icon
she
in
is.
The making.
She is.
I can smell it.
I know it's just a TV show, but she literally feels like Zendaya's little sister sometimes.
I feel like they act like that in real life. That's why you also get that vibe.
Yeah.
When is that show coming back?
I don't know.
Hopefully soon.
It needs to come back.
Meg Thee Stallion created a movement with Hot Girl Summer. I was totally here for that.
It was a complete inspiration for myself. I don't know about you guys, but anytime I heard Hot Girl Summer, I was ready to act a fool.
Yeah, it's true. It was fun. You were so excited when she came on the show. You were like cheering. You were in the best mood that week.
I was in the best mood that week. Yeah. Can't say the same for this one.
No, this week is a...
It's a funeral going on over here.
What? You guys, it's Christmas.
You're in sparkles.
Come on. Okay. Normani broke away from her girl group image and made all kinds of noise with her solo career. Many people think that she may even have the same star power as Beyonce.
Okay, y'all really
That's
tried
a lot.
It.
Well,
y'all tried it today.
So many people said that.
Who said that?
Oh my gosh, go on Twitter. Everyone says this.
I will say, she does have the presence. She does have the ability. I'm just waiting for that next big hit from her. Like, after you put out Motivation, I needed something else to come out quick. Get that steam going. Keep it going. I'm just
hoping.
Sound
like a label executive.
I just think it's more about, like, it's the feeling, the comparisons of Beyonce. You need to, I think, earn it a little bit more.
Thank
than
you.
I love the song. No matter if you, the song is so catchy. Even if you don't like it, you listen to it. I think she's very talented. She's obviously gorgeous. But comparing her to Beyonce at this point, I think she's got to come with a little bit more stuff before we start doing that.
Well, we can all agree this was her breakout year, right?
This was her breakout year for sure. She hit that basketball with her butt and it went in.
We were like, we're here for you.
We are
all right,
here
let's
for
read
you.
Your guys' thoughts on the breakout stars of 2019. Mariah says Lizzo was the biggest star. She has been hustling in the biz for years and she finally got her time to shine.
It's true. A lot of people don't know that about Lizzo.
Yeah.
She has been hustling for a long time before she popped off.
Caitlin disagrees. She says, no. The biggest star was Lizzo's tiny purse.
Yes, and she is holding every I have left for this year in that damn purse. And y'all can bleep that out. I'll pay for it.
Z Maza says her pick is Meg Thee Stallion. And Zandy says the breakout star is Billie Eilish.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
All right, guys, coming up, marriage and family therapist Katie Morton is here to give us some tips on how to attract and keep the love in the new year. We're sitting it down with her next.
Y'all two loveless hoes can use it.
All right, guys, it is time to talk relationships and love. Whether you're single or in a committed partnership, we have licensed therapist Katie Morton here to share some tips on how to attract and keep the love alive. All right, start us off right. What is the number one goal in any relationship?
Communication.
Oh.
It's true. We can't read each other's minds.
Okay, but then what if you have different communication styles?
Ooh,
like, how
good
do.
Question.
Yeah. Like, well, look who had a good question. I'm so glad I'm here.
She finally comes to play.
God. What are, like, if, I feel like if I communicate one way in my relationship and then my husband communicates in a different way, then we no longer are married.
And to that? No. Oh. I think it's being patient.
Oh,
trying to communicate and learning from one another.
Let me write that down. Patience.
But that's why couples therapy can be helpful too. You don't have to be at each other's throats to see someone. It can be helpful to have a third party in there to be like, okay, I hear you. You know, what are you trying to say? And they can say, I hear this. And you're like, no. I meant I was upset about this. And they're like, oh, you know, they can clear it up, slow it down.
I did that. Yeah. My therapist just said I was mean, so that didn't work.
How do you get somebody to go to a couples therapist if one party is not into that?
Ooh, that's a good question.
You can't force anybody to go in, but that should tell you a lot about your relationship.
That they're not willing to do it.
Right. Mm-hmm. When you're, that means
it takes
you're in different
work.
Places.
Yes.
And then they don't want to communicate. And then guess what happens? Poof.
Wow. Just like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, how important is it to have a separate life outside of your relationship?
Very.
Tell us everything.
100%. Very important. Boundaries are super important. You should have a space where you exist and are happy in who you are and where they exist separate. Yes, you can come together, obviously, but we need to have things that we enjoy on our own, things that we do, friends that we have on our own.
Right.
Having your own identity is very important. Otherwise, like, totally a mesh.
So if you feel lost right now, it's like 2020, your resolution is get some hobbies, hang out with your friends,
yep.
And do your own thing for
I
a
love
little
it.
Bit.
Yeah. You know, I never have a man, But I always,
well, I don't get how that's possible.
I don't know how
that's
so that happens. Weird. I think what happens for me, what I get most aggravated about, is when your friends come into a new relationship and all of a sudden you have to love, love, love that person and welcome into your circle. And really, you don't want to do that right away because it's like you're going to destroy this when you break up with this person.
Yeah, it takes a while to build that, right? Before you bring them all the way in.
But how do you tell a friend, yo, this is too soon?
I think you can have an honest conversation just between the two of you.
If you're asked, you can't just bring it up if somebody likes somebody.
No, no, I mean, like, the friend is trying to bring the new boyfriend into, like, our social group.
Yeah, that's really annoying.
It's hard.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fair at times when you're going to go out and be like, I just wanted to be us. Is that okay? You know, kind of asking for half permission while also expressing that you would like your time with them.
Can you ever be too honest? Is there ever a point where...
Yes.
Oh, you...
I mean, if you came out and you're like, do I look fat?
I feel like
fat?
I knew the answer to that. tell us.
But, you know, if you're like, do I look fat in this? You don't want them to say yes.
But what if you look fat in it?
You don't want them to say that. That's not... Mm-mm.
I think I'd want them to say that.
You would say, no, you would want them to say, well, I think I like the other outfit better. I think you looked better.
No, because then I would be like, well, does that mean you think I look fat?
You dig for it. You're just causing your own problems.
Yes.
So then I would want him to be like, yeah, honey, you look a little fat. And then I'd be like, thank you for being honest with me.
This is why I date men.
Complicated.
But yeah, don't be too honest. I think little white lies are okay. But when it really
What's
comes to
white
big
lie?
Things. Like the, you know, like the, do I look fat in this? And then saying, no, but I like the navy one on you better than this red or whatever.
Is a white lie, I like your mom?
You could say something like, sure, I like that. I don't know, that top, that restaurant, that whatever, that's not really important to the relationship. It's not a key component to how you connect.
Well, let me ask you this question.
Right.
Let's say my man comes home. Mm-hmm. His name is Walter. And I know that at work, Walter has a dude named Dave who he kind of flirts with and sees. Is omitting the same thing as lying if Walter, you find it to be the same thing.
Yes.
Even though you know it's going to hurt your partner and it's not that big of a deal.
I mean, that's where you kind of have to weigh and
measure. It causes distrust, though, because if they find out, then they question other things. Who's gone to therapy?
I know.
I know.
You're so good.
I know.
And that's, I think omission is the same as lying when you're doing it on purpose, especially if it's something that could erode trust.
Erode. Mm. Okay. Dramatic word.
Things can sometimes get petty and competitive. So what's a good tip on how to avoid that or, you know, get through that?
No laundry lists. You know, like last week you did such and such. And then the other day you didn't take out the trash like you said you were going to. And you're like keeping this rolling
score.
She's like a CVS receipt.
Oh, God, this keeps going.
Everything.
But how do you communicate if you are the person in the relationship that is doing more than the other person, whether it's paying bills or washing dishes? How do you communicate to your partner, hey, you're effing lazy. I need you to step it up.
You have to, first of all, sit down at a time when neither of you is emotionally charged about it. So not in the moment. It's like, okay, get this, like back burner this till like an hour later or something. Then you sit down and you say, you know, I've noticed that, or I feel that this is happening. And I just wanted to make you aware of it. And I'd hope that we could like maybe divide the things we have to do at home more.
Mm. More dividing? Oh, yay, yay.
Oh my God.
It's a lot of math.
It's a lot.
Relationships are hard, but that's why we have help with you. Thank you so much for coming. Yeah. Okay, Katie's book, Are You Okay?, is available now. Check that out. You can also check her out on her YouTube channel as well. Up next, how well do you remember 2019's biggest pop culture moments? We're putting our drawing skills to the test with a game of Pictionary. Play along when we return.
I will never have a man. I'm too crazy.
You'll have one.
All right, you guys, 2019 had some incredible pop culture moments. So now we have to test our knowledge with an intense game of Le Pictionary. All right, so I'm going to draw some top trending stories, and these two idiots are going to have to guess what it is.
Idiots? Okay, first of all, you're like the worst drawer on Pictionary.
Let's find out.
I mean, please.
Here we go. First one.
Do you remember what you did with the Christmas song episode? A D.
It's a shovel.
Big D energy. Dick energy.
It's a arrow. It's a bow and arrow.
Pete.
D in
Pete
the
Pete Davidson.
D in the B.
Arrow.
Bow and arrow. Cupid.
Bow and arrow.
You suck at this. B.
Question mark.
What is that? Nipple. Belly button. Pregnant. Chris is pregnant. Pregnant! I'm not an idiot!
That's not a pop culture moment!
D pregnant?
Pregnant, Meghan Markle having a baby.
Vagina.
A baby Archie.
Yes.
That was terrible. What were the arrows?
I helped her.
No arrows.
That was ridiculous.
Just think more simplistic.
A She's not playing anymore.
Yes, I am. The Wave,
the Yellow Brick Road, the Freeway,
the Beatles.
The Beatles, Drake. On the road, the Stitches, road, the Drake, road. Drake, Future, Drake.
What happened with Drake? Road.
Someone tell Justin he's bad at this.
Old Town Road.
Yes.
I did it. Why did you say Drake? That threw me.
I don't know. You threw it.
No, he threw me.
Why did you say yes to Drake? That was very confusing. Okay.
There's more roads.
Who picked you to draw? We've got. Is that supposed, first of all, you can't write words in Pictionary, but what is that supposed to say? Start and then end in a question mark. Where is it? It starts somewhere and
is
then
it ends.
Is there a donut?
I don't know what's happening.
Ends with a question mark. One question.
Justin's never going again.
What is that thing?
Endgame. Avengers Endgame, you would never
that
got it.
That is, okay. We're never not doing an idiot here.
Years.
There's one idiot.
Would anybody have guessed Avengers
and
Endgame in that one?
Okay.
Are you just coming up with these in your head right now?
How do you remember what you're supposed to draw?
Yeah.
Feed it to him?
Bacon? What is that? A table? Two X's.
Sperm.
Swimming? Are we swimming?
In the tank.
Swimming. Someone drowned?
Drowning.
Sad.
Start to finish. Palindromes.
Two are in the water, one is not. They're just in the water. Just water.
In the baby.
Just.
Water baby.
The X. They
this is ridiculous.
Dive into the water.
What is that? Shallow? Shallow! Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga!
God! You too!
I win!
Oh, the worst.
Please look at the drawing.
Please.
They are horrendous.
Tweet us. Was my drawing bad or were they terrible?
What is that?
What is that?
Insane!
Okay,
that's
I'm
a baby!
Oh, God.
Baby Archie!
I'm going to connect the dots with you guys during this commercial break. But you guys, still ahead, we have to talk fashion from J-Lo to Zendaya to Gaga. We're breaking down the year's most stylish moments next.
Archery!
You went to Archer!
You could do
Archer!
A baby with a crown on it would have been fine!
And what we're gonna do is we're gonna rip it out down to our knees.
Okay.
Poke your bum out and then rip the rest off. Give it a good tug at the end.
Okay.
You keep everything in, right?
Where do I hold it?
On the toes.
Ready?
One, two, three.
Yes!
Pull, pull, pull.
Moments.
And then I'm wondering why I don't never get a date because things like that happen to me on this show.
That was so funny.
Oh. But your body looked good.
It did.
My body was so on point. I want to thank the stomach bug that I got 2 weeks before that. And you know what? I have an announcement to make.
Yeah.
I'm doing a short residency with Thunder from Down Under.
Wow.
Yes, in 2020.
Are you? No.
You're a liar.
You're lying.
Rebecca.
Are you?
Yeah.
You are?
I'm doing a one night only moment, maybe two. It's going to be great.
Is it going to be in Vegas?
Yeah,
are we going to be broadcasting live?
We better be broadcasting live.
It's going to be amazing. They said I did such a great job, minus the snafu and kicking you in the shin
thank God it's still here.
Wait, so when, do you know the dates?
No, we haven't figured it out yet. It's going to be early February, sometime after the Oscars, so I can still have the same body. And it's going to be the bomb.
Oh, you guys, we are going. We're going.
Dude, I cannot wait to be like super pregnant, just like right in the front row, loving that. Okay, this is going to be great. That's awesome. Congrats. Okay, 2019 was full of major fashion moments. Some we loved, others we did not. So we're going to break them down. First up, J-Lo re-wearing her iconic 2000 Versace Grammy dress. This was amazing to me. I loved seeing her wear this again.
I just want to point out the face.
It's crazy.
It's just crazy.
How does that honestly happen?
We don't know.
Like it is, it's just, it's one of those things where it's not a bunch of like, you can obviously tell she's very well kept. She obviously has had a lot of maintenance, but it's just naturally aged that way. It's just bizarre that happens to some people. Like she looks phenomenal. She probably looks better now than she did then.
Yeah. I have to say, she does.
She does.
It's crazy.
It's just that skin. That skin is no joke. Like she made some deal with some devil at one point. Because nobody's skin is like that.
100%.
We can work on gray.
The
The other one that I loved this year was Lady Gaga at the Met Gala. The theme was camp. She rocked four different outfits by Brandon Maxwell. I just thought she created such a moment here. She literally took 15 minutes to put on this little show, and it was like, I'm here, I'm Lady Gaga, and I am making a statement with four outfits.
It wasn't the outfits that got me this year. It was that she was a chair for this one, and Brandon Maxwell, who she's been with since the beginning of her career, before she was even famous, to have this moment with this guy shows how loyal she is to the people who have been with her from the beginning. That, to me, was more touching than the fashion.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that was touching. I liked this moment because it was obviously dramatic. It was very Lady Gaga. I just don't know if it was, like, because it was black and pink. I just wasn't as excited as I think
Stop.
You should have been.
Stop.
I don't
it's
know.
Camp.
It was camp. Okay. I think maybe because it was black and pink. I just don't love those colors. But the dress is, like, that black dress is beautiful. She looks amazing. It was very well done. I don't know. I wasn't as excited as you should be, I guess.
Okay, real quick, what about Kim Kardashian at the Met Gala?
I can't handle it. Like, it was so...
It's my wedding dress.
Perfect.
It's your wedding dress?
It was so intricate. It was so genius. It was obviously Mugler. Like, it's just... Nobody could have worn that dress the way she wore it. And just the fact that, I mean, she looked wet.
Yeah. It was pretty awesome. Last one, Billy Porter at the Oscars in a tuxedo dress. I mean, come on, you
this
guys.
This is my hands-down favorite look of all of 2019.
Yeah.
I think the last 2 years.
That is, I'm sorry, who's done something like this? It is so elegant, it is so over the top, it's still so understated and respectful. It just was perfection.
It's Scarlett O'Hara.
It is.
It's Gone with the Wind, fabulous.
It really is. Mm.
With the partner, who's Billy Porter. Oh.
Legendary. People won't forget about that for the next decade. You know, that's going to go down the books. All right, after the break, it's our biggest debate of the year. Who won 2019? That's next.
Rhyming great, so they gotta be great.
Oh, she's going for it.
Oh my
she's
God.
Going
but
for
you,
it.
You hold the head.
Yeah, yeah, I'll go ahead. Right. Ahead.
She's so like, I want my Britney
I have a lot
moment.
Of shows to still film. Make sure my face is okay.
But Bo is not down in South America as well.
Oh, is he shedding?
Yeah, yeah, he's just...
What does he eat, bunnies or rats?
He'll eat anything really in the rainforest, marsupials.
What's a marsupial? How big is a snake? Okay, I'm back.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm cool. I'm totally good.
Yeah?
Yeah. My breasts are sweating like nobody knows. Oh, are you gonna hang out with any more snakes?
That makes me cry. I think no more snakes. I think I'm good on snakes. But that was fun, fabulous. I looked so fresh-faced there. God, I've aged in 6 months. Had a lot of drama happen.
I love that she has a Britney moment and she like tears up. She's like, oh my God, I'm like tearing up. This is the greatest moment of my life.
It's also crazy. I'm just shiny all the time on this show. But anyway,
it's because you're fresh.
Thank you.
You're fresh and young. Mm-hmm. All right, so many things happened in 2019, but we have got to talk about who really won this year. Who took the crown in 2019? I'll go first.
Okay.
Selena Gomez. She won this year. She came back with hot new music. She's executive producing documentaries. She got to put kind of a button to end the whole Justin drama with her telling her own story. She seems to be healthy. She seems to be happy. She seems to have a lot of self-love. We got to see her perform on stage. I mean, I just was so happy for her this year. Wow. And like as a fan, I felt like we finally got her back. And she feels like happier and in a better place than ever.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you?
I think for me, hands down, Kylie Jenner. Are you kidding me? I mean, we knew that she was a billionaire. She was on the cover of Forbes. I mean, like her relationship, all of her business moves, and then to sell the company in the last half of it for $600 million. I mean, what 22-year-old girl does that?
Right.
That's a win for me. In my book, that's a massive win.
Mm. I'm gonna go with Lizzo.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna say it's a win for everybody because it's a testament to perseverance, never giving up, and having the patience that your day will come. And I feel like for me, she is a true inspiration.
Yeah, she really is. I mean, I feel like Lizzo's somebody, she's an artist that has like popped on the scene that I don't feel she's like, oh, I like Lizzo, and then other people don't like Lizzo. I feel like she's like universally loved by everybody. She makes you feel good no matter what.
When I see the old white ladies at Up and Down singing the song, and like, and I'm like, oh, okay,
it's
you've
anthems.
Made it.
You know what, she has recorded anthems.
Yeah.
Which is not always, I mean, people come out with singles, she comes out with anthems. And every single song on the album is good, which is rare. Usually there's like two, and then the rest, you're like, oh, I have to fast forward, and then you end up liking them because you hear them enough and you get used to them, but they're not really good to begin with. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I just love how we said that was going to be our biggest debate, and we're all like, good choice, good choice. We're so supportive.
Yeah, well, I mean, Kylie Jenner won, Lizzo won, and
they all did.
Selena Gomez won, like,
right? Don't we feel like she won, but okay. Not like...
She didn't win.
She didn't dunk it win. Well, she like came out listening to great music. Me.
Okay,
they gave her the prize because she was there.
The top fashion moments of the year. Noreen says, anything Zendaya wears, she never gets it wrong.
Amen.
So true. Amber says, Billy Porter tearing down gender walls at the 2019 Oscars. That tux gown was fire. And Rosie says, Lady Gaga at the Met.
Yep.
So fun. All right, that's our show. Tomorrow, we're looking back on the best and the worst pop culture moments from the past decade. Have a great day, everyone. See you
tomorrow. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the podcast edition of Daily Pop. Remember, we've got a new episode every day. Make sure to subscribe and have a great rest of your day.